Track 9, Celebrity Spotlight. Here is Maggie again to introduce a well-known celebrity, André Rieu.
We know that a lot of our Just Talk listeners are big fans of this month's Celebrity in the Spotlight. Indeed, he has fan clubs all around the world and many multi-million selling DVDs of his concerts. Let's look back at the days of the waltz, of Johann Strauss and the man who has brought those days back to life. André Léon Marie Nicolas Rieu was born in October 1949 and is a Dutch violinist and conductor, best known as the founder of the waltz-playing Johann Strauss Orchestra. Rieu and his orchestra tour worldwide, often playing in stadiums like touring rock bands. The name Rieu is of French Huguenot origin, and his father was a conductor of the Maastricht Symphony Orchestra. Showing early promise, André began studying violin at the age of 5. From a very early age, he developed a fascination with orchestra, although he found his parents strict and moved away from his father's musical style in adulthood. He studied violin at the Conservatoire Royal in Liège and the Conservatorium Maastricht, studying under Joe Judah and Herman Krebers. From 1974 to 1977, he attended the Music Academy in Brussels, studying with André Goetler. He completed his training with the distinction Premier Prix from the Royal Conservatory of Brussels. He married Marjorie Cockman in 1975. She's been a language teacher and has written compositions. They have two sons, including Pierre, a producer who frequently works with the Johann Strauss Orchestra. Of course, someone of such pedigree lives in a castle. Rieu's castle is in Maastricht, and he alleges it was once inhabited by Charles de Batz Castlemore d'Artagnan, who was also known as d'Artagnan and later Count d'Artagnan, the French soldier who served Louis XIV as captain of the Musketeers of the Guard. Yes, that d'Artagnan. A proud European, he is a polyglot speaking 5 languages, Dutch, English, German, French and Spanish. His net worth has been estimated at 40 million euros. Rieu created the Johann Strauss Orchestra in 1987 and began with 12 members, giving its first concert on the 1st of January 1988. As of 2020, he was performing with between 50 and 60 musicians. Rieu plays a 1667 Stradivarius violin. Rieu and his orchestra have appeared throughout Europe, North and South America, Japan, Australia and New Zealand. In 2008, Rieu's tour featured a full-size reproduction of Empress Sisi's castle, the biggest stage to have gone on tour at that time. Rieu's popularity and his popularising of the waltz music in the 21st century has caused him to be somewhat dismissed by music critics. As often happens with extremely popular artists, they frown upon his introducing ordinary people to the world of classical music. Classical music purists generally dismiss André Rieu as the king of schmaltz, criticising his shows as kitschy, formulaic spectacles that prioritise theatrical distractions over authentic artistic interpretation. Conversely, supporters view him as an accessible ambassador who successfully introduces millions to classical music. Eamon Kelly wrote in the Australian newspaper, "It is disappointing to see professional journalists indulging in cheap, inaccurate stereotypes to dismiss criticism of Rieu." He also wrote, "Equally misguided are those who cursorily dismiss Rieu. Rieu's life and recorded performances have brought joy to millions of people. Few in his audiences are regular classical music attendees, and it could be seen as promising that via Rieu they are listening to standards of the classical canon. The fact that Rieu's focus is on highly accessible, enjoyable repertoire is not an argument against his musical credentials. And we end on a popular piece. André Rieu and Marussia Luers with Time to Say Goodbye.
Thank you, Maggie.